Joining me today is George Gonzalez. He serves as the Florida Chamber's Central Panhandle Area Regional Board Chair. George is President and Chief Executive Officer at the St. Joe Company. George has been with the company since 2002 and has over 26 years of continuous experience in various planning and real estate roles. George, why is water policy important to Florida's future?
Water policy is important to Florida's future because it impacts every level of our society and everything we do in Florida, from sustaining existing businesses to growing the economy to sustaining existing communities and the growth of communities in our state. So it touches just about every segment of society, and it's very important.
Give us a little snapshot on the types of projects that your company does.
We do a little bit of everything. We do residential communities, we do commercial, we do office parks, we do industrial parks, and we also do resort and lodging projects.
If you were to kind of give us a glimpse of the future, what kinds of new technologies do you expect to have an impact on water policy?
Probably the same technology that's impacting a lot of different things, the smart data gathering technology. I think there'll be more real-time data about water, whether it's water table, rain events, stormwater, erosion, than we've had in the past. So real-time smart data gathering technology is what I would think of as being one of the main ones.
If you step back and were to look at the state's efforts when it comes to water policy and restoration, how would you rank Florida?
Florida has always been one of the leading states, in my opinion, in terms of water policy. But it's one of these evolving challenges that the state never should just assume everything is perfect, and should continue to be one of the leaders in water policy.
If I were to ask you to describe what free enterprise means to you, what would you say to me?
A healthy, competitive environment. Where businesses can compete, and the best ideas and the best efforts are the ones that are rewarded.